This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado has two new gun laws on the books. CPR's Megan Verlee explains what they are.
The first requires stores that sell ammunition to keep it in locked cases or behind the sales counter to prevent shoplifting. It also sets the minimum age to buy ammunition at 21 years old. The law includes exceptions for ammunition sales at firing ranges and for people under 21 who work in law enforcement, are serving in the military, or have a hunter safety certification. The second law sets new requirements for gun shows, including that they submit a security plan to local law enforcement and bar most attendees under 18 without a parent or guardian. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A lot of ammunition, 180,000 rounds, was seized during a traffic stop in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Two detectives with the Fremont County Sheriff's Office pulled over a van last month with Mexico plates after the driver failed to dim the high beams. They found the van packed with boxes of ammo that can be used in assault rifles. The driver and passenger are both Mexican nationals with valid tourist visas. They were arrested and charged with unlawful possession of ammunition by alien admitted under non-immigrant visa, a rarely used statute. The men were eventually detained by immigration authorities. The ammunition was purchased in Salt Lake City, according to the criminal complaint, and was destined for Pueblo. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment rate crept up again in March to 4.8%. That's just 0.1% above the previous month. That's higher than the national rate of 4.2%. The state's economic growth has been slowing. Colorado now ranks 44th among the states and Washington, D.C. for job growth in the past year. You can read more on the latest numbers and what economists think could be going on at CPR.org.